Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. And today we're going to talk about the 2019 Hospitality World Series. You take it. No, you take it. These two baseball teams were just so courteous, weren't they? Heading into October's World Series between the Houston Astros and the Washington Nationals, what were the chances that the home team would lose all seven World Series games? According to one report, there was a 0.47% chance that the home team would fail to win one single game in baseball's final seven games. The Washington Nationals are going to address 25 thank you notes to the pitchers and batters in the Houston Astros lineup for being such great hosts on Wednesday night, as the Nationals went home with a 6-2 victory and grabbed their first World Series title. While they're sending these thank you notes, the Nationals might want to include a special one to Houston's manager A.J. Hinch for generously leaving the Astros' pitching ace Gerrit Cole on the bench during the seventh inning instead of bringing him in to save the win. In the seventh inning last night, Houston's gutty starter Zach Greinke had just given up a solo home run to Houston native and Rice University's Anthony Rendon, which cut Houston's lead to a tenuous 2-1 margin. Greinke then walked the next batter. And after a terrific outing by the 36-year-old starting pitcher, Zach Greinke was lifted from the ballgame. Now that'll be the point in Game 7 where Houston manager A.J. Hinch earned his place on the Houston sports hot seat for years to come. Go! All-star pitcher Gerrit Cole, who had just pitched a gem in Washington 3 days earlier, had told his manager that he could go into the game for up to 3 innings in Game 7 if that would help the team win. Instead, the manager opted to put relief pitcher Will Harris into the game. Harris then immediately proceeded to give up a 2-run home run to the Nationals' slumping designated hitter Howie Kendrick. In just one pitch, the Nationals grabbed a 3-2 lead and they never looked back from there. Houston's skipper said that he preferred to save Gerrit Cole for the final inning to nail down the victory. Now how about that for Southern hospitality? The Astros kept their best pitcher on the bench in order to be nice to the visiting team and not hurt the feelings of their own relief pitchers. Houston's relief pitchers promptly extended their own courtesy to the visitors by serving up run after run in the seventh and eighth innings to hand this year's Hospitality Series trophy to the visiting Washington Nationals. Not to be outdone by their manager or relief pitchers, the Houston Astros' formerly fearsome batting lineup played a big role too. The Astros scored 2 early runs to lead 2-0 heading into the seventh inning. It could have been much larger though, as the Astros left 10 men on base through the first 6 innings. Houston's first 4 batters, George Springer, Jose Altuve, Michael Brantley, and MVP candidate Alex Bregman, went a collective 2-for-16 in Game 7 last night, as they apparently got the word that it wasn't nice to blow out the visiting team in this hospitality series. Now, Washington did their part to reciprocate, too. After Houston handed the visiting Nationals Game 1 and 2 in Houston, well, the Nationals proceeded to return the good host favors by losing all 3 games last weekend in their home ballpark. Washington fans had only waited 86 years to see a World Series game in their own city, and the home team Nationals lost all 3 games. With such a magnanimous gesture of courtesy, the Astros probably felt obligated to respond in kind during the final 2 games in Houston this week. And boy, they sure did. The Washington Nationals played Game 7 last night like they knew that this might be their only chance to win a World Series ring. And you have to feel good for longtime Nationals first baseman Ryan Zimmerman. He was the very first pick of the Nationals in their initial season in D.C. after the team, once known as the Montreal Expos, came to the nation's capital back in 2005. Now, ironically, the Houston Rockets basketball team was in Washington, D.C. last night also, and they played a game against the hometown Washington Wizards. And just like the two baseball teams, the hometown Wizards laid down the welcome mat for the Rockets and lost by the incredible score of 159-158. Apparently, both basketball teams' defenses took the night off to watch the baseball game in Houston. The 159 points scored by the Houston Rockets was a team record. How about that for hospitality in Washington, D.C.? These two cities really know how to treat each other, don't they? Now, If we could just get the Democrats and Republicans in Washington to show each other those same courtesies. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
All the way from Sesame Street, Cookie Monster.